Oyedepo. The hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. The message you're about to hear will definitely deliver into your hands what it takes to be free from every harassment of the devil in your life. Get set for a life of sound health, success, excellence, promotions, and all-round prosperity. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Hallelujah. We are so blessed today and so privileged because what we are having here this morning is not just going to be revelation, it's going to be impartation.
Amen.
Peter said, "Such as I have, give I unto thee." What you don't have, you can't give. Only those who have been there can show the way to be there. Your safest guide in a wild life is one who is conversant with the terrain. And what a joy this morning. Our special guest all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, is here with us, Dr. Creflo Dollar and his team. The Lord bless you. Amen. Please, you may be seated. They that seek me early shall find me. You are sure to find him this morning. I said, you are sure to find him this morning. Because the scriptures cannot be broken. They that seek me early shall find me. All the way from February this year, we've been centering on God's secrets for surplus. And in this final session that is designed by God to seal it with his power, you are walking in the realm of surplus the remaining days of your life. Our special guest today is one of such symbols of God's surplus. And as he comes on this line tonight or this morning, it's my prayer that what you are yet to see, God will help you to see it. Nothing works without power. Nothing works without power. In basic science, it is said that power is the ability to do work. So nothing gets done without power. Paul said, I'm what I am by the grace of God, yet not I. But he said, but I labor more abundantly than them all. He said, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. So everything that works requires a power backup. It is God who is at work in us, both to do, to will, and to do of his good pleasure. There are many things you want to do. You know you should do them, but you can't do them. Because the power required to move you to do them is not there. Today God is connecting you to that power. Today God is connecting you to that power. And all I'm trying to do at this brief time is to prepare you for what will happen after the end of his teaching, the anointing session, and that will just be very brief. Now, listen to this. Jesus showed a mystery in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19 all through to 33. And that mystery can be summarized in this one statement. Giving is the gateway to fulfillment of destiny. What is it? Giving is the gateway to fulfillment of destiny. Giving. 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 Lay up not for yourselves treasures on the earth, where the moth and the dust corrupt, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. And he went down. Take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or wherewith you shall be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. But seek ye the kingdom of God in this light. Lay up treasures for yourself in heaven. He said, then all these things shall be added unto you. In verse 25 he said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. If you don't lay up your treasures in heaven, your destiny is not sure. That's why I said the summary of that parable is this. Giving unto the Lord is the gateway to fulfillment of destinies. Everything that everyone else is looking for is naturally added to you. You don't look for them. They are added to you. If it's that powerful, then you can understand why the devil militates against your giving life. If that is the master key to your fulfillment of destiny, you can understand why it is always difficult for you to reach out naturally. But something is coming this morning to break that bandage. Giving will become your lifetime delight. The remaining days of your life, you are not going to give under stress anymore. The remaining days of your life, you are not going to give under stress anymore. Giving. Giving is the gateway to fulfillment of destiny. Giving. 1976, I saw that scripture. And has become my lifestyle from that time by his enablement. Come and say enablement. Now that same enablement is coming on you today that will make giving a delightsome way of life for you. Get back home and read that scripture again and take it line by line from Matthew 6:19 and verse from verse 19 to verse 33. And to be clear to you, Jesus was just saying, for you to go through life without sweat, this is my secret card. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Make this your first priority of living, and all these things shall be added unto you. Or, divine health, divine protection, divine provision. All of us at the session last night at the Covenant University mini campus, you saw the 102-year-old young man 102 years old, he stood and preached for 1 hour. And not only preached, he now joined me to dance around the altar. My wife said, sit down. He said, no. And when he finished, he said, you spent 1 hour. I said, no. Is it up to 1 hour? He said, when I stand speaking the word of God, I don't feel anything. At the age of 102. And he said, he's going to London for a crusade 2005. And he wants me to come with him. Amen. Now listen. He said, his birthday in 2007. The one 2002 was held at Afabaliwa School. He said 2007, he's going to host it at the National Stadium. Come and say 2007. Now, at the age of 102, now listen, it's so important for us to know that when your life is built on truth, which was saying yesterday, when your life is built on truth, you never clash. Giving is the most attacked subject in the kingdom. Why? Because it's pivotal to the fulfillment of the destinies of the saints. That's why. I read one scripture, and that's word will just give you an understanding of how you need to be empowered before you can be a successful distributor, a successful scatterer, a successful giver. Everybody knows it's right, but not everybody is able to do it, because not everybody is empowered yet to do it the way they desire to do it. Paul was speaking and he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1 to 7, very powerful word from the Lord. Paul said, moreover, brethren, I do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia. Come and say grace. Now, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abandoned unto the riches of their liberality. That's a paradox. They were poverty stricken, yet they were addicted to liberality. They don't seem to agree. Something must be at work in them, because it's the grace of God which was given to them. That grace will come upon your life today. Now look at verse 3. For to their power I bear record. And beyond their power, power from beyond was made available to them. And beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. To their power and beyond their power. To their power and beyond their power. That is giving beyond what you are naturally capable of giving, because you are in touch with power from beyond. Beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. To be empowered for wealth, you must first be empowered to give. It is the power to give that begets the power for wealth. Power to give is what begets power for wealth. So I'd like you to stay tuned today as you get ready for the anointing session when the power of God will come upon you and destroy the self-centeredness, the selfishness, the hard-fistedness that is closing up your destiny without your knowing. It is your liberality that opens up your destiny. If you are not liberal, you remain imprisoned. The liberal soul shall be made fat. So the more liberal you are, the fatter your destiny becomes. And he that watereth shall himself be watered unto. There is he that scattereth. And yet has no lack. And there is he that withholdeth, and he ends up in penury. The power to scatter with discretion in promoting the kingdom of God, the power to scatter in promoting the welfare of mankind, the power to scatter in helping the helpless is what fattens your destiny. To their power I bear record, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Come and say power. So power is involved in giving. If you are not empowered to give, giving remains a struggle. You'll be struggling. You'll be looking at it and be wondering what's happening here. But when you are empowered, even when it's almost like giving your blood, you are doing it with joy and delight. How many are ready for that power today? To their power I bear record, and beyond their power. Pray not with much entreaty, praying, take it, that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. And this they did not as we hoped, but first gave themselves unto the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desire of Titus that as he began, he will also finish in you the same grace also. It is that grace that you are here to receive today. You know what is required. You need to be empowered now to give it what it takes. Therefore, as you are bound in everything, and I think that's talking to the charismatic churches, in everything, in faith, in utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. So giving is the only way to prove the sincerity of your love. Verse 8. The only way to prove the sincerity of your love. And the Bible said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. It has not entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. So when you become a delightsome giver, you become God's own special favorite. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. And giving is the way to prove the sincerity of your love. So you will end up a wonder when you become a delightsome giver. You end up what? A wonder. The world will be amazed at you and watching you and looking at you and wondering what a human being is this. That is where God is taking you into. Never forget verse 3. To their power I bear record, and beyond their power, something came on them that moved them in that frequency. That something will come on you today. And when Jesus gave them the oil in Mark chapter 6, he said, this is power. What did he call it? Power. This is power. I give you power to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Freely he has given, freely give. And the Bible said they went forth and preach everywhere, anointing with oil everyone that is sick and heal them. So that power of God will be flowing into your life through the mystery of the anointing oil this morning, and you are going to begin to walk in a new realm in your given life. Giving will no longer be a burden to you. Giving will no longer be a burden to you. Giving will no longer be a burden to you. Giving will no longer be a burden to you. Somebody asked me, said, when you give, what do you do before you have your returns? I said, I've never thought about it. I've never thought about it. I do not just keep doing what I should be doing. Listen to me. There is no poor race. There is no poor nation. There is no poor city. Everyone's poverty is self-made. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God is no respecter of persons. There is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, between the white and the black. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Something is dropping on you here today that will distinguish you among your peers. To their power, I bear record. And beyond their power, I'd like you to cry in your heart, God, empower me uniquely today in this giving covenant, for this giving covenant, that my life will become an embodiment of giving. That giving will become my way of life. When that happens, then the battle is over. Jesus said, therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. He said, no man took it from me. John chapter 10 and verses 17 and 18. No one took it from me. I lay it down by myself. And you know what he said? I have power to lay it down. Come and say power. I have power to lay it down. I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. I have power. Come and say power. So even Jesus needed power. Come and say power. A body as he prepared him. Yet he needed power to lay down. He said, my Father loves me for this reason, because I lay down my life by myself. I wasn't forced to do it. When you are forced to do it, you are not blessed doing it. If I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, nothing to come. Doing it willingly is what makes it work. And to do it willingly, you need power. Jesus said, I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it again. Expect the release of that dimension of power in your life today. Expect that someday, by the lifting graces of God, you will one day write 1 billion naira check to promote the kingdom of God. Expect that by beginning to do it at the level where you are now with utmost delight. Come and say utmost delight. Let me tell you how we introduce giving by envelopes here. I knew that I know that a time is coming that what we need to give can threaten newcomers who are coming. Amen.
Oh, something is happening here today.
If only you can be empowered in your given life, your destiny will open up.
Come on, I say your destiny will open up.
I said your destiny will open up. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. All these things. Now look at life. Until the given grace is in place, the grace for abundance is not in view. The given grace is the gateway to the world of abundance. Giving is gaining. Giving is growing. Giving is winning. Therefore, giving is shining. The altar of sacrifice is the altar of supernatural turnaround. Not just in your finances, but in every area of your life. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And we became the talk of the city. They said among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. And we said, yay, he's done great things for us. We are glad. They that go forth weeping, but bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with them. God turns captivity at the altar of sacrifice. And it takes grace to carry your Isaac and head on for the mountain to offer him for a burnt offering. It takes what? Grace. It takes grace. So take the only one thing you have and walk up to the altar and lay it down. It takes grace. That grace is coming upon your life today. That grace is coming upon your life today. Giving is the covenant gateway to your desired miracles. You can give your way to peace. You can give your way to wisdom. Solomon gave his way to wisdom. Israel gave the way of the nation to peace. And he gave them rest round about. Money can buy that. But giving can connect you with it. Giving can connect you with peace. Giving can connect you with wisdom. Giving can connect you with divine protection. Job chapter 1 verse 9. Job was worshiping God with his sacrifices every morning and giving to the poor. And God built an edge around him. And Satan said, have you not built an edge around him, around his house, and around all that he has on every side? So he gave his way to divine protection. That's why I said giving is a gateway to fulfillment of destiny. Can money buy peace? Can money buy protection? Can money buy divine health? All these. You know, he said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purges that he may bear more fruit. So God keeps fruit bearing Christians supernaturally fit. He takes off the parasites off your body, off your mind, to keep you physically sound. John chapter 15, verse 1 to 3. Every branch that bears fruit, he purges so he can bear more fruit. Verse 5 said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. So we are the branches. When we become seed sowers, we become fruit bearing branches, and God becomes committed in keeping us fit. For the past 21 years in this ministry, I have never laid my back on any hospital bed. He is my great physician. He keeps me fit because he needs my input. So he keeps me fit, removes every parasite from my body. He purges. Every fruit that bear fruit, God is every brand of Beatrice, God is committed to keeping fit. From today, God will become your personal and private physician. The 102-year-old man said, I'm also surprised by myself. Every morning, I just feel very happy. I wake up, I do my exercise, and I have my bath, and I'm ready for work at 102. Every fruit that bears fruit, branch that bears fruit, it keeps fit. God will keep you fit from today. That's why I said giving is the gateway to fulfillment of destiny, and you need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to become a delightful giver, an enjoyable giver, a happy giver, a celebrated giver. How many need that power today? Jesus needed it. I need it. Jesus got it. I need it. Rise to your feet. I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So the Father commanded him, you need power to lay down. You need power to lay down. You need power to lay down. And that power is coming on you today. When giving becomes your delight, prosperity becomes your supernatural heritage. When giving becomes your delight, not just financial prosperity, prosperity of life, protection, divine intervention in the hour of need. The Lord hears in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, defend thee, send thee help from his sanctuary, and accept thy offerings and thy burnt sacrifices. I see. It's so important for you to know that until you become an anointed giver, your destiny is in question. Anointed giver. Someone empowered in the giving realm. Your faith is not enough. Your knowledge is not enough. Your love for the brethren is not enough. You need this grace to have a great journey in life. You need this grace to have a great journey in life. You need this grace to have a great journey in life. Oh, he's spoken to us this morning. He said, as you abound in faith and in knowledge and in your love towards us, see that you abound in this grace also. Otherwise, you are messing up. You know every scripture. You are a likable person because you are a lovable person. Everybody you see, praise God, hallelujah, thank you. He says, see. Come and tell your neighbor, see. See that you abound in this grace also. It is the only way to prove the sincerity of your love. And when you are in love with God, in truth and in deed, you become a wonder to your world. You become a wonder to your world. You become a wonder to your world. When you become a certified lover of God, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what God has prepared for them that love him. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what God has prepared for them that love him. What will be happening in your life from henceforth? Eyes have never seen. Ears have never heard. I need this grace. Lift up your two hands and call for that grace. Call for the giving grace. The giving grace. The giving grace.
all for that given grace? In Jesus' precious name. It's very important for us to recognize that the last days are the church days. Just in a moment, you are going to be anointed. In a few minutes, and something rang so clearly as he was speaking. This shall be a statue forever. Now, so most of the things God did in the Old Testament, they were not done for the Old Testament things. They were also put in place for generations to come. Amen? And I heard him speak about the anointing oil, and he said, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout all your generations. So God will continue to release his power through the mystery of the oil to equip us to do his will. He said, thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons that they may be enabled to minister to me in the priest's office. We have been redeemed as priests and kings. And we need to put our gift offerings to God. We need to give and give and give. So that our heavens can be full and the rain of God can come upon us. The anointing oil is one of God's hidden powers. Hidden powers for the saints. And something is about bursting forth in your life this morning. It will make giving sweet. It will turn giving to a delight. Your substance, your first fruit, your tithes, your kingdom investment will be flowing out of you with joy and delight. Until a vehicle is powered, it becomes a burden. Riding an unpowered vehicle is a weight. So embarking on a covenant journey without empowerment is a burden. God is out this morning to empower you for wealth by first and foremost empowering you for giving. So shall it be. I read one scripture and then we get down to anoint ourselves before the Lord. Please get seated. Everybody say power. The word we just heard now is loaded with power. And when you are anointed, you are enabled to walk in that power. That enabling is what's coming upon you now. I showed my wife when Dr. Creflo Dollar was speaking, the scripture I marked, 1987, as he was quoting. It is what people have found that determines where they find themselves. The last 21 years, I have never looked for where to eat, what to eat, what to wear. I have never prayed for money to come. There must be what some people have found that have put them where they find them. And I want to say this to you, to let go a $1 million, no matter how many voices you are hearing, you must have been empowered to do it. Can I hear your amen? You must have been empowered to do it. From this morning, it will never be a weight, whatever God tells you to do. And He has told you to do something. Every testimony is a spirit of prophecy. At the beginning of every year, that car dealer brings out the first one, and then everything turns. At every turn of increase, that young man brings in his first fruit, and everything turns. It is God's secrets that make stars. The quality of the secrets you lay hold upon determines how bright you shine. Something has happened, but the power to make you walk in it will happen to you just now. Is someone excited? We read this scripture, and then you take your bottles of anointing oil, and in a moment you'll be anointed, and the power of God will come upon you, and the end will come to all your struggles. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse 13. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, talking about David. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. Samuel took a vial of oil, anointed David. And what came upon David? The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He has anointed me. He has enabled me. He has empowered me. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. He has enabled me. He has empowered me. After this anointing, giving will be sweet to you. It will be sweeter than honey in the honeycomb to your taste. It will not be a game you play. It will be the way of life for you. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. Mark chapter 6. Say with me, power is coming upon me now. Power is coming upon me now. And power is coming upon me now. And look at what he said in verse 7. And he called unto him the 12 and gave and began to send them forth two by two and gave them what? Power. What? What did he give them? He gave them power over unclean spirits. And now, remember, Thomas was there. If he said, I give you power, he would have asked him, where is it? Now, verse 12. And they went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil the oil that he gave them, which he called power, many that were sick, and healed them. By His enabling, I celebrate more the opportunity to give than the things that come to me, and amazing things come to me. There is greater joy in my heart giving than receiving. To their power I bear record, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. And Exodus chapter 30, he said, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout all your generations. So it didn't stop in the Old Testament. Jesus picked it, and Jesus passed it to the disciples. And James said, he sent a seed, call upon the elders of the church.
Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. We raise him up. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Spirit of the Lord shall raise him up. So it doesn't matter where you are this morning. The anointing of the Lord will put you on this new frequency from this morning. When you are 102, you will still be bouncing about like football. The remaining days of your life will be spent in pleasure and in prosperity. It's one thing to know what to do. It's another thing to be able to do it. Power to be able to do it is coming upon you this morning. I read finally Exodus chapter 30. Come and say, I'm receiving power this morning. I'm receiving power this morning. Now look at what he said here. Verse 30. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his son, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office, and consecrate them, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, verse 31, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me. For how long? Throughout your generation. Come and say throughout. So it will continue to remain one of God's enabling devices for you to stand in his will. It will go beyond your power. It will take you beyond your power in obeying God. It will take you beyond your power in obeying God. It will take you beyond your power in obeying God. I may bother about what I wear in terms of its cost, but I'm never bothered about what I give when it's given according to his dictates. Something is breaking forth in your life this morning. When you add the power of the first fruits to your knowledge of God till now, then imagine what we look like by the close of next year. Can you imagine you waking up in January and the first thing you are doing is releasing your first fruits? Imagine the kind of speed and grace that will come upon you in the course of the year. God never makes mistakes. Why is it that he will be saying this at this time? It is to give you a fresh start. Come and say fresh start. You have your bottles of oil, take it up now. How many are grateful to be here this morning? Are you really grateful to be here this morning? Has God really reached out to you this morning? Have you really been touched by God this morning? Can you claim to know now what to do next for your next breakthrough? The power to do it is coming on you right now. The power to do it is coming on you right now. For all of our colleagues who are here, ministers and ministries, there is nowhere God cannot take you when you come into covenant terms with him. There is nowhere God cannot take you. We have never been indebted. We're not owing anybody. And there is nothing to be done that is not doing. Because you come to a realm in your life where you live under an open heaven. By the anointing this morning, God is bringing you under an open heaven the remaining days of your life. He that honors me, he said, Jesus said, I will honor. As you begin to honor him in line with his word in your obedience, the next 12 months will be seasons of divine honor in your life. If you desire it in your heart, God will deliver it into your hands. I want to desire in your heart a release of the unique giving grace that will help you walk in cheerful obedience the remaining days of your life. Rise to your feet and speak to him in 1 minute, and then we are set. The power that will go make you go beyond your power in obeying God. Particularly in your covenant walk with him. Covenant obedience guarantees abundance. God is no respecter of persons. The giving grace is the gateway to fulfillment of destiny. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it now, take it now, take it now, take it now. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. As I'm anointed today, I'm empowered and enabled to minister in the priestly office. In the name of Jesus. Take it now, 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 take it now. Thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister to me. In the priest's office. In Jesus' precious name. Jesus is our high priest. And the high priest ministers first to himself and then to the people. And as the Father sent him, he has sent us. So we are permitted to minister to ourselves as we put on Christ, our high priest, and we operate in his class by faith. So put this oil on your right palm and speak these words of faith with me. And today is marking the beginning of beginnings in your covenant journey. You will worship God with your substance with utmost delight. You will release your first fruit with utmost excitement. You will always appear before him with a seed in your hand in honor of his majesty. You will give to the poor with cheerfulness. You will minister to the teachers of the world, the prophets of God, with joy. You will look after your household with utmost delight. You will give to your parents with utmost joy. You will bless your children with laughter. No more shall giving be a burden to you. By this anointing, be empowered for supernatural liberality. And he said, when that happens, my God shall supply all your needs. Your need for health, your need for protection, your need for promotion, your need for good sleep. your need for favor. Therefore, by this anointing, be supernaturally empowered for liberality. Be supernaturally empowered for liberality. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. If you believe that, place on your forehead and prophesy over your life. It's the dawning of a new day. Prophesy over your life. It is the dawning of a new day. Prophesy over your life. It is the dawning of a new day. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Now I decree the establishment of your desire. By this same anointing, every yoke of the devil on your life is today destroyed. By this same anointing, the bandage of hand-fistedness is broken in your life. Whatever benefits go along with this covenant is released into your life today. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lift up your right hand and give him thanks, a wonderful day. Bless his name and lift him up on high. He's alive forever. In Jesus' precious name. Please stand to your feet, everybody. Know that it's not the same you that came here that's walking through this door. The next 12 months, your world will begin looking for you. No more losses. No more bankruptcy. No more failure. From this day forward, no more begging in your life. From this day forward, no more borrowing in your life. From this day forward, everything you lay your hand upon shall prosper. No more threat to your life. No more threat to your family. No more threat to your businesses. No more threat to your careers. No more threat to your ministries. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Let me say this and we share the goodness. God is proud of you.
I say your God is proud of you.
And when God is proud of a man, the world envies them. So your world is about to begin to envy you. Your response to this early morning service is as a sweet-smelling savour before the Lord. And God will turn you to the envy of your world. I have said it again and again, you are amongst the most giving churches on the planet Earth. That's why you are bound to emerge the most blessed people of the earth in the shortest time. And with this seed you are sowing, work it. Every grace that came on this platform today will begin to speak in your life.
Peace.
Let's share the goodness in fellowship. Goodness and mercy shall follow us.